So the truth of the matter is, when we look back, a Gimel Talmus is a phase, is a shlav in the Gula. The Rebbe points out that initially then, Chassidim didn't realize that. When they all came to the train station, nobody knew that it was initially a death sentence and they changed it for 3 years of Kafir Amat. So therefore, nobody knew that Gimel Talmus was a special day. Later, things became revealed that it was initially a death sentence, which was taken off on Gimel Talmus, and so on. So then they knew that Gimel Talmus is also a special yontif, which is called, as the Rebbe on many occasions calls it, Aschalta the Geula. This was the beginning of the Geula. Now, we find that the Friedrich Rebbe himself never made an issue of this day. He only made an issue, of course, of Yud Beis Tammuz. And the Rebbe points out, how come, why not? The Rebbe says, very simple. Gimel Tammuz is sort of a private yontif for the Friedrich Rebbe. Because what happened on this day? He himself, personally, his life was spared. However, in his role as Rebbe, nothing much happened for him. Because he still was going to be fashik, and his role as the Rebbe, his job, so to say, as the Rebbe, is still going to be vastly curtailed, being fahakdot and kastrama. So therefore, on a personal level, it's a great yontif for him. But as far as his role as the Rebbe, it's no big deal for him. And being that a Rebbe doesn't lead any personal life, there's nothing personal about a Rebbe, there's nothing pratistic about a Rebbe. So therefore, he never made an issue, because the whole union of the Rebbe is, as far as the Rebbe Ashva for the belt, for chassidim and so on, which was not any much better on Gimel Talmuz. When did it become better? If he was released totally on Yud Beis Talmuz and Gimel Talmuz and so on. So therefore, the Friedrich Rebbe himself never made an issue of this. However, the Rebbe says, that's as far as the Friedrich Rebbe himself is concerned. When it comes to chassidim, being that we, as we mentioned before, we're totally connected with the Rebbe, every facet of our life, Begashmis and Baruchnis, is the Ashva of the Rebbe. So there's nothing that happens to the Rebbe that's not connected to us, that doesn't affect us. Even something that seems on a personal to the Friedrich Rebbe, personal to the Rebbe, is also connected to us, and we have to celebrate it and so on. So therefore the Rebbe says, the very famous Sicha, where the Rebbe said, Valeim Chassidim, Valeim Lochik is Yema Gimel Tammuz. That Chassidim, they should celebrate this day of Gimel Tammuz also, even though the Friedrich Rebbe himself never made an issue, but coming from Chassidim, like the thing Kabbalah Samalchus, that has to come back from the Am. It's a grassroots effort, this Indian. So Gimel Tammuz has to come from the Am, that we have to celebrate it. Now we talk to find, getting back to Tavshin Aleph, that the Rebbe was the one who made the big issue of Gimel Tammuz. And the Rebbe was poel on the Friedrich Rebbe that he should fabrein that year Gimel Tammuz Tavshin Aleph. And that was the first time that the Friedrich Rebbe fabrein, this was already 14 years, he was released Tavshin Pei Zayin in 1927. 1941 was 14 years later. All those 14 years he never made an issue, he never mentioned Gimel Tammuz, he never made an issue of it, he never fabrein, certainly not. However, the first Gimel Tammuz that the Rebbe's in America, the Rebbe's pushing the Friedrich Rebbe to fabrein on this day, and Kachave, that Shabbos, Kedah, Gimel Tammuz here in 770, the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe fabrein, and this actually was the first fabrein that the Rebbe participated with the Friedrich Rebbe here in the United States, in New York.